Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area here in Miami, Florida. The time is 6 a.m. Central Time, and we're going to get the latest update on Hurricane Ida. Getting brand new information constantly. In fact, we got the NOAA hurricane hunters in this plane right in the getting right into the center for us, and we also got the Air Force hurricane hunters. So we got both planes into this system, just getting us the latest information. And they did find some higher winds, and now we've increased the intensity to 150 miles per hour. So an extremely dangerous, life-threatening hurricane on hand here. The NOAA Seaman Station, pilot station, already starting to see some winds. This is pretty close to Southwest Pass in Louisiana, right there at the mouth of the Mississippi River. It's an elevated station, but you're already starting to see some winds. Looks like gusting to 107 miles an hour, sustained 82 miles an hour. So it's coming in, like we've been saying, the winds are starting to come in into Louisiana, starting off of Plaquemines Parish. There's the eye right there. You can't miss it. Just a strong storm overnight last night, just really rapidly intensifying, becoming just a strong, dangerous hurricane that we've been talking about, this major hurricane. You can see some of the rainfall. I'll switch this map to radar so you can see some of the moisture and the rain bands coming in. But just a very pronounced eye right there, the eye wall, some incredible rainfall associated with it. I do want to loop that so you can see some of the rain bands. These rain bands are already coming on shore around Plaquemines Parish, but look north. You know, we talk about that heavy rainfall pattern that we've seen with the heavy rainfall totals. Bay St. Louis, Hammond, Lake Pontchartrain. Look at the rain over even in Pensacola, Fort Walton Beach. So just a large expanse of some of these rain bands. Let's look at that latest forecast. This is the latest one that we have. We'll be getting hourly updates out to everybody, but we do have the latest forecast here. Just a few things to look at. One of them is, you know, we still have a little ways to go before landfall, and still some just incredibly warm water associated with it. So, you know, 150 miles per hour now, but, you know, we're going to go back and forth a little bit on the wind, but it's not going to change these incredible impacts. We got hurricane force winds stretching out from the center about 30 miles. So you can't focus just on that center, about 30 miles out from that center, hurricane force winds, and it could wobble a little bit back and forth. So remember, we have a cone still there. Anywhere in there, you can start seeing the center. And then outside of that, those hurricane force winds. So anybody in the hurricane warning area could see these intense hurricane force winds. With time, you start off strong. It's going to take a while before the winds to come down. So even inland here, the Baton Rouge area, it could still be a hurricane even inland. So power outages, trees down, an incredible amount of damage, even if we move northward. And we get into the Mississippi area here. Some of the impacts that we have, one of them is this storm surge. Just a life-threatening situation with the storm surge. 12 to 16 feet possible right on that core where the center comes in into the right side, mouth of the Mississippi River to Port Fouchon, and even Port Fouchon over to Morgan City, 8 to 12 feet of storm surge. 8 to 12 for the mouth of the river to Bay St. Louis. That water gets trapped in here and starts to pile up, so dangerous, life-threatening storm surge. Even Lake Pontchartrain, 5 to 8 feet of storm surge. We're going to wrap it up with this. Just an intense amount of rainfall. Some areas, this red area here, you're talking about 15 inches of rain, 20 inches of rain possible in some of these areas. So dangerous situation. You got to have a safe place because here it comes in, a strong, powerful, life-threatening hurricane. This has been Ken Graham right here at the National Hurricane Center.